Sweetie, that was amazing. Where did you get all of those new moves? Have you been practicing with anyone else? Huh? No, I'm fucking with you. I saw the book. What book? How to Have Sex for Dummies? Idiot's Guide to Sex Positions? That is the sweetest thing anyone has ever done for me. I love you. I don't think I'll be able to walk after that. You're gonna have to carry me on a wheelchair. But really, today was perfect. I mean, ever since we had kids, we never had time for each other. It's always been about them. You know, we used to always go on dates, and every Valentine's Day, we would just have this amazing getaway and do everything in every position and in all the places. But, you know, we had kids, and Valentine's Day has always been about them. And I love them, but you're the person I love the most in this world. Luckily, we found a babysitter, thank God. And we were able to do all of that. It was perfect. Dinner was perfect. You looked amazing, and you picked out an amazing dress for me. And the sex. Oh my God, don't get me started on the sex. You, sir. You are full of surprises. That is one of the reasons I married you. One of the reasons I fell in love with you. You have an amazing personality. You have an amazing smile that just brightens up my day. You make me happy with everything you do. You're amazing at sex. And you have a nice dong. Actually, that's the only reason why I married you. That, and you pretty much forced me to marry you. It's like I had no choice. I could have been married to an underwear model, but no. I have you. And I love it. I'm really thankful I have you. You know that? Plus, you're an amazing cuddler. I could cuddle you for hours. And I'll cuddle the shit out of you. I love you so, so, so much. You mean the world to me. This family. We built this family. And it is the best thing has ever happened in my entire life. I'm the luckiest woman in the world to have this family. Valentine's Day. Come on, let's go to sleep.